This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio.
The NFL is trying to build credibility on the issue of player health and safety, given the history of concussions with devastating long-term consequences. The league has tapped a well-known doctor to lead its team of medical advisors, cardiologist Elizabeth Nabel of Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston. Marketplace's Nova Safo reports.
Ah, football. The touchdowns, the tackles.
That's the best block we've seen this year.
A spectacle, but one cost. Head injuries.
Well, it's been a very serious problem for a long time.
Robert Cantu is one of about 80 medical experts who advise the NFL. He claims they've already reduced concussions by 36%. But Elizabeth Nabel, he says, will bring something more, the leadership background of running Brigham and Women's Hospital in Boston.
As administrator of a high-profile hospital with the natural egos that go with very outstanding staff, it is a little bit like herding cats.
Nabel says her immediate goal is evaluating how the NFL spends its medical research money, which totaled more than $30 million last year. That's a worthy investment, says Dan Leibowitz. He heads the Center for the Study of Sport in Society at Northeastern University.
Looking at the practices within the league around safety is not only smart, it's important in terms of the sustainability of the league.
After all, he says, safety concerns trickle down to youth leagues, and so do safety improvements. In New York, I'm Nova Safo for Marketplace.